Yes. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we thine unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the results of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, the time is past 10. I move that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the House will commence.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay, the ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 19th March 2019.
Honorable members, record of votes and proceedings. Page 1. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, 8th. Can a member move?
Hello. I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 19th March 2019 has been adopted.
Yes. Honorable Cromer, proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I came deliberately at this time because we on this side want to prove to the public that we don't intend by no means to interrupt or disrupt proceedings in Parliament. I would have gone a little bit earlier, but I waited until we approved the first item on the other paper. But Mr. Speaker, honorable members, as we are all aware, I don't need to even go to all the relevant SOs or the standing orders. I only refer you to 11.8, SO 11.8. With your leave, may I read? 11.2. And then it boils down to 8. With your leave, sir.
Yes, proceed.
That's 11.2. The principal advisor to the Speaker of Parliament, as well as the private members, parliamentary committee, and ministers of government on the parliamentary practice and procedure. If you check 11.1, it refers to the clerk. the clerk of this house, is the principal advisor. And then going for it, he shall then to eat, not later than the day preceding each sitting, distribute to members a paper to be known as order paper, setting forth the business of that sitting. Very clear, you don't need to pass back to understand this one. Not later than 24 hours or a day before the sitting, there is an instrument called order paper, which is this one. Says that this order paper ought to have been distributed to all members of parliament 24 hours before that sitting. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, is for posterity. And I want to inform this house that a week before now, this house, the leadership of this house, met with the speaker on his special invitation. And then we agreed that the house committee, pursuant to SO 70-2B, must be adhered to from that point. And this one is very simple. It's very simple to distribute this order paper so that members of the house, the rationale is for members of the house to know the issues on the ground earlier for us to enable us to give an informed debate. But as it is now, when I went through the report of the appointment committee, I found out that there are so many nominees. So many. My problem now is those nominees, listen to me.
Honorable members, hold on. Honorable members, please make your undertones.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for your protection. My issue now is those nominees have very fine records to be known for us to give us opportunity for us to make it known to the general public regarding why His Excellency thought it fit to appoint them. They have very fine records. They must have got a lot of good records. But by giving us just this morning, look at the remainder for the absentees, just this morning, it deprives us from doing the necessary research about those fine nominees and their qualities and why we think it is justifiable for the president to appoint them. And that's the rationale why we approve them on behalf of the people we represent. But as it is now, we know very little. Apart from personal acquaintances, we know very little. We cannot research. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, based on our previous meeting, we have to draw a line. And we drew that line during our previous meeting. So, I'm submitting for the records, that after today, anytime the order paper is furnished to members of parliament on the day of sitting, we will not take part. We will not take part. I'm saying this for the records. Let it be today. And the end is today. We have 4 more years. Anytime the order paper is furnished to members of parliament on the day of sitting,
honorable members, order.
We will not take part. It's for the attention of our voters, attention for the general public, and even for His Excellency. Let him understand that if we refuse to take part, it's not because we don't want to approve his nominees. It's because due process has not been followed. Enough is enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Leader, can you respond?
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I understand clearly what my colleague is talking about, but I want to inform honorable colleagues and the people of this country that at the moment we are having serious problems because we have two institutions that we are dealing with, Main Parliament Building and Kington Bank Complex, where we are sitting right now. Honorable members will recall that in the last meeting of this Honorable House, honorable colleagues on the other side complained bitterly that they did not receive their other papers until they got here. Some of them said we only found it on our tables. So we decided this time round that yes, it's possible that honorable members wanted their other papers to be picked up at the Parliament building. So we decided that all reports, all other papers will be sent to their pigeonholes. However, I will not want to open a debate on this, Mr. Speaker, honorable members. As such, I want to inform my honorable colleagues that their concerns are duly noted. Thank you very much.
Mr. Honorable Kroma, I have personally noted your concerns, and your concerns are going to be treated very, very seriously. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, let me help the process. I just want to help the process. Based on the challenges, let me help the process.
Proceed.
Based on the challenges we are going through now, the pigeonholes are at the main Parliament building at Tower Hill. And then we are sitting here. Just let us make this one very clear. The rule is, all you need to do, put it in our pigeonholes. Okay? Now, from now on, no more excuse, because it's supposed to be done 24 hours.
No problem.
24 hours.
No.
So I believe if it is placed in our pigeonhole 24 hours earlier, that will give us enough time to collect it before coming here.
Noted.
Thank you.
Honorable, noted. Can we proceed?
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposer, Honorable CDM Tunis. Seconder, Honorable Emilia Lolo Tongue.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, be it resolved that the 30th report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service that is charged with the responsibility of vetting presidential nominees to select the most fitted and qualified persons to serve in the public offices met on Monday, 25th March, and interviewed 7 presidential nominees for the following appointments: 7 High Court judges, 2 members, Board of Directors, Railing Rules Authority, Electoral Commissioner, South and Region, Managing Director, Gumar Valley Water Company, 2 board members, National Public Procurement Authority, board member, Environmental Protection Agency. The committee relied on specified documents provided by the nominees and other information obtained from the general public to conduct the hearings. Pertinent questions put to the nominees were related on their educational backgrounds, track records in pertinent work situations, declared assets, tax obligations, and the nominees' visions for a successful and nationally productive tenure. Issues of unsuitability or otherwise were closely looked into by the committee. At the 6th sitting of the committee on Wednesday, 20th March 2019, the following nominees were interviewed on oath: Mr. Sir Julius Bayo, Mr. Bayo is a proposed member, Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority. Engineer Bayo is a result-driven professional civil engineer with varied works and consultancy experiences in roads, bridges, irrigation, water supply, industrial and domestic building, etc. in his 40 years of engineering work life, agreeing with the committee that huge amounts of government resources were wasted through procurement. Mr. Bayo added that a greater part of the resources was in fact wasted on the engineering aspects, where designs and costings are not properly done. With my 40 years experience in engineering, which has enabled me to work in every sector in this country, I am in a position to find out the defects in the engineering aspects of the procurement and to advise accordingly, he said. Honorable Sir T. Fatoma. Honorable Fatoma is a former Member of Parliament of the ruling SLPP from 2012 to 2018. Answering to the committee's inquiries, Honorable Fatoma said that as a former Member of Parliament, he viewed his nomination as a call to national duty at another level. I promise to do my best to help actualize the dreams of His Excellency, the President, he said. Mrs. Nene Dabo. Mrs. Nene Dabo is a proposed member, National Public Procurement Authority. Mrs. Dabo is a veteran civil servant who rose to the position of Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Works and Technical Maintenance, before she joined the Anti-Corruption Commission as Director of Systems and Processes Review Department. Mrs. Dabo was highly commended across party lines as an efficient performer in all the public offices she held. She promised to do her best. Engineer Mada Senesi Penge. Engineer Penge is a proposed managing director of Goma Valley Water Company. Engineer Akpenye is currently the acting managing director of Goma Valley Water Company, a position he attained by promotion from the position of deputy managing director. In his interview, Engineer Akpenye deposed that he has been with Goma Valley for the past 7 years and was very much familiar with the water supply challenges in Freetown. We have been working very hard. We currently have a number of donor programs going on to help address some of the problems of water supply. In the past few months, I have been working with the Minister of Water Resources to bring on board some of the big projects so that we can effectively completely address the Freetown water supply problems. A few weeks ago, he said, we launched the Freetown Water Supply and Sanitation Master Plan that will map the way forward for addressing the water supply in Freetown up to 2050. Haja Ami Dabo. Haja Dabo is a proposed member, Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Rules Authority, SLRA. By her success in business, Haja Dabo has become a role model and a strong opinion leader in the Wonde Boyama Chiefdom Bo District. Haja Dabo viewed her nomination as a unique opportunity given to her to help the rural agricultural women with access to roads. We advocate for and promote the construction and maintenance of rural roads to help women get their produce to the market centers, she said. Ms. Ebonua Finda Tembe. Ms. Tembe is a proposed member, Board of Directors, Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Ms. Tembe is a private legal practitioner who is mainly engaged in commercial litigation in all courts, lower and superior courts of judicature. Ms. Tembe was recently engaged in some research projects that are of relevance to the EPA, and these included training curriculum and manual environmental law for judges and magistrates in Sierra Leone, climate information and early warning systems project. Responding to probing questions, Ms. Tembe said, as an individual who is very passionate about environmental issues, I believe I will not only bring my passion, but also my expertise onto the board. As a young person, I feel it is a great opportunity and responsibility to basically have my future in my own hands, because it is no longer a picture about saving the environment for the future generations. I believe that I and that future and having this opportunity will be really great responsibility that I will be accountable to myself for. On the issue of deforestation, she said, I believe that the EPA has so far done a good job on deforestation in Sierra Leone, but they have failed to perform as much as the powers they have. The act allows the EPA to be more or less a bulldog. So as an enforcement authority, there is a lot of room for the EPA to ensure that deforestation are curtailed. Sierra Leone is one of those countries that are very susceptible to the effect of climate change, and we have already started to see the impact. So we have to take action now. As a member of the board, I will ensure that we take a lot more proactive action to ensure that deforestation is not only curtailed, but people who are found wanting are prosecuted accordingly, she said. 37th sitting of the committee on Monday, 25th March 2019. The following nominees were interviewed on oath: Leonard Jardine Michael Taylor, Leonard Taylor is a proposed High Court judge. Leonard Taylor is a barrister at law and solicitor from 2005 and a private legal practitioner since then. Mr. Taylor was highly commended by the committee as a performer that could be relied upon to deliver. Answering to the committee's inquiries, Mr. Taylor agreed with the committee that indeed there were problems in the judiciary, particularly those pertaining to the delay of cases in the courts. He attributed the problem to the lack of adequate number of judges to deal with the caseload. Cases are also delayed in the Court of Appeal because there are not enough judges, he said. Mr. Albert Juma Moody, Mr. Moody is a senior magistrate in the judiciary of the Republic of Sierra Leone. Mr. Moody was commended across the board for his hard work and dedication to duty. He was nevertheless admonished to continue working hard for the good of the country. Mr. Samuel Omodele Moses Taylor, Mr. Taylor is a barrister and solicitor of the High Court of Sierra Leone, who is to date a member of the Bar Association. Answering to probing questions, Mr. Taylor said that he has a passion for the defense of children. My work with international and various non-governmental organizations have been centered on the problems women and girls are facing in accessing justice. It has been a learning process, and I was humbled by it. If I obtain the blessings of approval of this Honorable House, I will ensure access to justice for all. Mr. Augustine Kylie Musa, Mr. Musa is a practicing barrister and solicitor with over 12 years practical work experience. Mr. Musa was praised across party lines as dedicated and diligent in the discharge of his duties. The committee admonished Mr. Musa to pay special attention to the backlog of cases. To this end, Mr. Musa assured the committee that he will ensure that justice is done to all. Mr. Aya Simeon Aliyu, Mr. Aliyu is a professional lawyer and a member of the Bar Association with over 17 years work experience in the law officers department. He is currently the principal state counsel and acting customary law officer of Southern Province. Mr. Aliu was commended as a man who has served this country well as a state counsel and a customary law officer in the Southern Province. The committee referred to him as a performer who could be relied upon to deliver. Ms. Cosmotina Clarissa Charrett. Ms. Jarrett is a proposed High Court judge. Ms. Jarrett is a barrister at law, a part-time lecturer in law, University of Makeni, and acting secretary of the Law Reform Commission. Ms. Jarrett was commended by female members of the panel and welcomed her as someone who will stand up to fight for women's rights. Ms. Jarrett assured the female MPs that she will do her best. While I was working at the Law Officers Department as State Counsel, particularly between 2006 and 2007, when a special court was set up for sexual offenses, I prosecuted a lot of cases and I will continue to do so. I will do my best to ensure that justice is not only done, but it seems to be done, she said. Mr. Michael P.H. Mami. Mr. Mami is a proposed High Court judge. Mr. Mami is currently the Director of Legal Affairs and Board Secretary, National Social Security and Insurance Trust. Responding to questions on what he will do about the backlog of cases, particularly in the High Court of Sierra Leone, Mr. Mami said that the increase in the backlog of cases is not necessarily caused by the judiciary. The lawyers, he said, and the witnesses also contribute significantly in that direction. If lawyers and witnesses regularly attend court, the caseload will naturally be reduced, he said. Excerpt of the 29th report of the committee. The following nominee was interviewed on oath: Mr. Edmond Sylvester Alpha. Mr. Edmond Sylvester Alpha is the proposed Electoral Commissioner, Southern Region. Mr. Alpha is an educationalist with proven managerial and leadership skills. He joined the National Electoral Commission in 2005 as District Electoral Officer, Tonkolili District. Hey, Bash.
Honourable members, decorum please. Honourable members, proceed.
Mr. Edmond Sylvester Alpha is an educationalist with proven managerial and leadership skills. He joined the National Electoral Commission in 2005 as District Electoral Officer, Tonkolili District. He rose through the ranks to his current position as Director of Training and Electoral Education, National Electoral Commission. That's from 2010 to date. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be fit and qualified for their proposed appointments, and they are recommended to the House for approval. Mr. Leonard Michael Taylor, proposed High Court judge. Mr. Augustine K. Musa, proposed High Court judge. Mr. Samuel O. Moses Taylor, proposed High Court judge. Ms. Clarissa Cosmotina Jarrett, proposed High Court judge. Mr. Michael Patrick H. Mami, proposed High Court judge. Mr. Albert Juma Moody, proposed High Court judge. Mr. Aya Simeon Aliu, proposed High Court judge. Engineer Mada Senesi Penge, Managing Director, Guma Valley Water Company. Mr. Edmond Sylvester Alpha, Electoral Commissioner, Southern Region. Mr. Sir Julius Bayo, Member, Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority. Mrs. Nene Dawo, Member, National Public Procurement Authority. Honorable Sir T. Fatoma, Member, Board of Directors, Swelling Roads Authority. Haja Amit Dabo, Member, Board of Directors, Swelling Roads Authority. And Ms. Ebunua Finda Tengbe, Member, Board of Directors, Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the 30th report is a unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the 30th report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Signed, Honorable Sidi Mohammed Tunis, Chairman.
Mr. Speaker, time is now 12. I therefore move the SO5 to be suspended for the reason of the House to continue. Thank you.
Proceed. Any seconder?
I still second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Now, any seconder to the motion by the Leader of Government Business? Any seconder?
Yes, I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that the 30th report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Yes, proceed. Proceed, Honorable Member. Cheers.
Yes.
Proceed.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I want to seize this opportunity.
Honorable Mara, hold on a little. Proceed.
I want to seize this opportunity to congratulate the nominees, these fine nominees. As we all know, our nominees are exceptional people. These people, we all know, come through us for interviews. It's just for formality's sake. Because they know His Excellency the President sent us dignified people, responsible people, who are ready to make us sure that the right direction is the correct direction. I would like to wish you all good luck in your different institutions, and I hope and pray that Sierra Leone will be something else in the next 5 years. I actually like to talk about Mr. Albert Moody. Mr. Albert Moody is a hardworking somebody that a lot of people from Bo have spoken about. He is a workaholic, honestly. I've made research about you. And Pademba Road also, people actually, spoke good things about you. And I hope with that spirit, you will actually make a great difference. I would like to talk also about Finda Tengbe. Fin that time where, as you all know, you've been hearing about these Kisi names, Kisi Road, Kisi Mess, Kisi Christiad, Tembe Town. She is carrying the name of her ancestors. Finda Tembe is the Kisi girl, born by Dr. Tembe, lecturer of Fobe College. I know a lot of you knows the guy. Finda Tembe is a young lady that I appreciate very much. Talented and determined to actually push Sierra Leone ahead. I am actually here today to tell you that you have stepped in your father's footstep. So, darling girl, I wish you good luck, and I hope you make a difference. Finally, 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 I want to talk about my brother. My brother, who a lot of you know him anyway. He is a colleague of yours for the past five, 7 years. We have got into competition. And as an elderly sister, I am here today replacing him in this parliament. I know when somebody loses, it's not always easy. But today, I'm here as an elderly sister to congratulate Safatoma. So congratulate Fatoma and tell him that he is one of the luckiest men in this country. Mr. Fatoma, honorable former, I actually want to congratulate you personally. And I would like to let the member of parliament in this hall know that there is another second language that's going to be spoken in this world today, and that is the Kisi. And I would like to seize the opportunity to welcome your SO2, Sir Achahuno Balika. Mr. Fatoma, you've been selected to work in cooperation with the board members. And I would like you to make us proud, to let people know that the one they are describing, naming other names, you know, you are not that type of person. That institution, I actually would like you to cooperate with others and let the Kisi name reign in that institution, I beg of you. So, Mr. Fatoma, my dear brother, I wish you good luck and all the best. Now, finally, I said finally, but I would like to talk a little bit about the judiciary system. The judiciary system in our provinces, where I come from the Kisi Tongi Chiefdom, justice is not going there. People are being abused, especially the women. And I would like my sister, whose name I admire that reflects her so much, is Clarissa Cosmotina Jarrett. Clarissa, welcome. And I loved you before even I knew you were going to come here. We are women. The laws in this country are made at our own disadvantage. In times of divorce, in times of even offense. We are always put aside. And I want you to step in it. And let them know that we also have the rights. Please take your job to the provinces. We need you guys there. Freetown is not only Sierra Leone. We have Sierra Leone over there where people are crying for justice. And justice is not arriving there. Please, as a woman to woman, I am pleading on behalf of my own people. Let justice prevail in my own constituency, especially the Kailahun district. I beg of you. I wish you good luck, and I hope you being there, you make a great difference. I thank you very much, and I wish you all good luck. Thank you.
Honorable Lai Mara.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of my leader sitting here and the entire membership of the All People's Congress in Parliament, we are not against the nominees as person. We want to congratulate, apart from the Commissioner for the South, all other nominees, the judges, various board members, Honorable Fatoma. We want to, on behalf of the party and us, we want to congratulate you in advance. However, I want the leader to look at the introduction, page one. The introduction. And you said, it is written there that the committee met on Monday, 25th March 2019. And interviewed 7 presidential nominees for the following appointment. And in that, Roman number 3, the Electoral Commissioner, Southern Region. Mr. Leader, you will agree with me that the commissioner was not interviewed on the 25th, but far beyond that. And we interviewed the commissioner as a person who is qualified for the job. As a person, Mr. As a person,
you have your right.
Is qualified for the job. We have no issue with him. But we have an issue against the National Electoral Commission, NEC, relating to the way and manner they are handling election processes in this country.
Honorable members, decorum. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The way and manner they are handling election processes in this country. Mr. Speaker, we have our party standing against NEC and the chairman for NEC, that is Mfa Ali Conte, relating to the recently concluded by-election at Tonko. We demanded for his resignation and for the entire NEC, Mr. Speaker, to be rehauled. Mr. Speaker, to us, NEC as an institution, NEC as an institution, do lack the capacity and integrity to handle and credibility to handle election matters. With regards, and we, the majority party in this parliament, and we, the majority members of parliament here present, and we are saying that Mfa Ali, it's now time for you to leave. Mr. Speaker, until the Public Elections Act is revised and amended. Mr. Speaker, the election in Tonko to us was marked with various discrepancies and fraud. And NEC, Mr. Speaker, should be able to explain to us the 103% and the 105%. Mr. Speaker, as I speak, we are yet to get the full result for 2018 per stations. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, we don't have confidence in NEC as an institution, and we on this side will not participate with regards to any approval that does relate to NEC.
Honorable members,
And so therefore, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the leadership of Parliament, we are kindly asking all APC members of Parliament to please leave this well. And with our victory song,
there is victory for us in the struggles of APC. There is victory for us. For us, oh yeah. For us, oh yeah. In the struggles of APC. See, there is victory for us
in the struggles of APC. There is victory for us. For us, oh yes.
Honorable members, please leave. Please occupy your seats. Honorable members, occupy your seats. Our Honorable members, occupy your seats. Our friends, the members of the All People's Congress, have just left the Hall of Parliament, but the business of governance must continue. Do we have a quorum? Do we have a quorum? Okay. Mr. Leader, address us. Please occupy your seats. Honorable members, occupy your seats. Mr. Leader, can you address us?
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I stand on SO 44(1) in tandem with Section 91(1) of the Constitution of Sierra Leone. Mr. Speaker, with your leave, I read all SO 44(1). All questions in a House or a committee of the House, except as otherwise provided in the Constitution and these orders, shall be decided by a majority of the votes of members present and voting.
Okay, Mr. Leader, please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. I'm allowing one from each side of the aisle. 2 minutes. One from here, one from here. We are concluding. Proceed, Honorable Yomkela.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen.
Correct, Speaker.
On behalf of the National Grand Coalition, we don't have problems with any of the nominees. Having stated that, on behalf of my party, based on our consultations, we want to register our concerns about the National Electoral Commission. We have made that clear in letters we have published last 2 weeks. We have made that clear.
Police officers, occupy the doors. No one in, no one out.
We have made that clear in our press statements about our serious concerns about the conduct of elections in the Tonko Limba, recently completed Tonko by elections for councillor. We have called for a judicial review of that process. We believe the process was flawed. We believe it risks, if those practices continue, it will put our democracy in danger. So on behalf of my party, I want to make that statement here in Parliament on behalf of our party, and will continue to pursue that. Having said that, we're not disrupting the proceedings.
Sergeant at arms, I gave a simple instruction. No one in, no one out. Mr. Leader of Government Business, conclude. Please, you have 2 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to first of all assure my honorable colleagues and the people of this country that we in governance will continue to dialogue with the opposition. And for whatever happens in this house, we will ensure that we dialogue. I want to inform the people of this country that in the last 24 hours, my leadership have had several meetings with especially the APC leadership in this parliament. We had agreed on almost everything that we are going to do. Unfortunately, our colleagues are here with us, but they have been directed from outside. And I will at this time again appeal to people outside of parliament to leave parliament to work. Our colleague members of parliament, especially in the opposition, they have been voted to work for the people of this country. I'm appealing to them to please allow them to do their work. Some of them left this house, Mr. Speaker, not because they really wanted to go, but because they have been instructed to do so by their party. Having said that, Mr. Speaker, I want to thank His Excellency the President for giving us these fine nominees. I have no doubt that they will perform their duties in the best interest of this country. We all understand the difficulties in the judiciary, but as His Excellency the President has said in the past, he is going to ensure that he brings sanity to the judiciary. Just last week, this Honorable House approved the Supreme Court nominees, Court of Appeal nominees, and today we have before us High Court nominees. I'm sure these are the last set. I want to assure the people of this country that we will finally have justice. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I want to thank my Honorable colleague members who are here today. I want to thank our Paramount Chiefs. I want to thank NGC. The position of the Honorable Kane Yom Kela is a position of a leader. If you have issues, bring it to the floor. Bring it to the attention of the people of this country. But parliamentary work must go on. I want to thank our brothers in the C4C for their support. And I want to assure you that I will continue to work with you. I will continue to dialogue with you. Our independent members of parliament, work with us. Work with us. We will work together. NGC leader, about you. You impressed me. When we were in the consultative meeting, he made it very clear to everybody. He said, no, we will not disrupt the work of parliament. We have issues with NEC. I will bring it up to the people, bring it up in parliament, but we will not disrupt the workings of parliament. I thank you for that. Our paramount chiefs have been with us. Our paramount chiefs were involved in all of what I've been talking about. My chiefs, my honorable paramount chiefs, will continue to consult. And as I say, as leader of this house, I will do more consultations. Issues that have been brought to my knowledge, I will ensure that with my leadership, we address them properly. So my colleagues, SLPP members, please attend parliament at all times. So again, I want to thank the leadership of C4C and their membership, the leadership of NGC and their membership. Well, I don't know whether we have leadership in the independent, but the membership of independent members of parliament, I want to thank all of you. And again, congratulations to our nominees. Please look up to us in parliament. We'll always give you support. Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I therefore move that this honorable house approve of all our nominees and all the others that are going to be nominated by His Excellency the President. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that the 30th report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been approved.
I want to take this opportunity to congratulate all the nominees of various institutions. I wish you all well. Of course, I have no doubt in your potentials to ensure that you go all out to make this nation proud. I will particularly refer to Mr. Edmond Alpha. Everything concerning your appointment and approval has been contentious. Go and prove yourself right. Go and prove His Excellency the President right. Do this nation proud. Of course, when I stood my ground several months ago, to ensure that the current anti-corruption commissioner was approved at that time, everybody thought that the deputy speaker was being high-handed. But today, I have the singular pride to say that I put in place the right kind of person for the anti-corruption commission. And I take all the pride for that. That's the same thing I've done in your case. Go and do this nation proud. In the circumstances, I congratulate you all. I wish you all the best. Announcement.
Honorable members, please take your seat.
Congratulations. Honorable members, please take your seat.
Announcements.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I wish to announce the composition of Young Legislators Network. Honorable Ibrahim Tawar Conte, President. Honorable Abubakar Sila, Vice President. Honorable Mustafa Musa Selu, Secretary. Honorable Sir Charles, Financial Secretary. Honorable Usman Timbo, Member. Honorable Edward George, Member. Honorable Mada Lebi, Member. Honorable Abdul Kasim Kamara, Member. Honorable Charles Conte, Member. Honorable Paul Sir Sam, Member. Honorable Bilo Shaw, Member. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that these members be approved by this honorable house.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sorry, any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, so second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Announcements.
Announcements. The Office of the Clerk of Parliament announces for the information of all honorable members and the leadership of Parliament, directors and committee clerks, that the World Bank will be holding its country partnership framework consultations with Parliament on Wednesday, 27th March 2019 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Committee Room Number 1, Parliament Building. Members and staff of Parliament are particularly encouraged to attend and on time. Signed, Sheikh Lamine Touré, Head of Department Public Relations, for the Clerk of Parliament. Members of the Foreign Affairs Committee are requested to meet at the Speaker's Conference Room on Wednesday, 27th March 2019 at 11 a.m. Thank you for listening.
This sitting is adjourned to tomorrow at 10 a.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Okay, Thursday, 10 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to give my right control.